And what happens now after the largest bank in France agreed to pay a record $8.9 billion fine to the U.S.? BNP Paribas pled guilty to criminal charges of doing business with Sudan, Iran, and Cuba, countries that face U.S. sanctions. And this is a fascinating story of whistleblowers and arm-twisting at the highest levels of politics and a gleaming Manhattan skyscraper that was a front for laundered money. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal has been following all of it. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Robin.
And first, remind us exactly what BNP Paribas did.
All right. Well, here's how the U.S. government put it. They accused the bank of putting profits over the law by setting up a web of satellite banks that were designed to disguise the bank's role in illegal transactions. Now, Attorney General Eric Holder, in announcing that they'd reached this deal, said that the bank went to really elaborate lengths to conceal prohibited transactions, to cover its tracks, and to deceive U.S. authorities. These actions representing a serious breach of U.S. law, which they're paying handily for.
Well, they sure are. And some of the messages that were recovered were things like, don't tell anybody in New York that this money is actually from Sudan. I mean, it was pretty clear what they were doing.
Blatant? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But so the company's paying a fine. We'll talk about that in a second. But question constantly asked, why no one faces criminal charges personally?
A really interesting question. Now, under the terms of the deal, the bank itself is pleading guilty to a single federal criminal charge of conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. But as you just said, no single individual and, you know, Justice Department officials have been asked about that. And they said, you know, the bank's unwillingness to come clean earlier made it really difficult for them to charge any individuals. And so, I mean, this has been from the very beginning, a very challenging case. Now, whether there were any politics involved in this, we know that this was discussed at the highest levels. You had the president of the United States who was visiting France, mm-hmm. speaking with France's president, what the level of communication there was. He said that, you know, the Justice Department does its thing. There won't be a political influence. This was, you know, a huge settlement, but much smaller than it might have otherwise been.
In other words, there could have been a little negotiating here, but still, huge settlement, nearly a $9 billion fine, the largest ever paid by a bank for violating U.S. economic sanctions. Also, a year-long ban on BNP's ability to conduct some U.S. dollar transactions, although they got a reprieve to do other work in the U.S. But what impact is it having on the bank and the French economy?
Well, the bank now is downplaying this. Their main supervisor for the bank said that they're able to absorb the penalties, and that, you know, they said that, you know, and actually, you do have some of the big analyst companies saying, like, if Fitch says we consider this a setback for the group, but they don't expect them to suffer lasting damage as a result of it. I mean, it's a major write-off, you know, $9 billion. Mm-hmm. But I think they were really happy that that year-long ban on dollar clearing was more limited in scope than it was supposed to be originally, and so on the market, the bank has done better as a result of that. Last check, it was up a few points. So you know, after such a major and record breaking settlement,
it could have been worse.
It could have been worse. Right. It could have been worse.
So BNP Paribas, only the second bank to plead guilty recently. Last month, the Credit Suisse Group agreed to plead guilty to a criminal charge that helped wealthy Americans evade taxes. As you well know, Jason, a lot of Americans are saying now maybe the Department of Justice will look at American banks and their role in the Wall Street collapse. But that's for another day.
For another day, if that day ever comes.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.